stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this IBM Total Storage Productivity Center Technical Exchange Conference Call Series, Session 26. Just a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Mike Grisey. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and thank you for joining today's call. This is the next to last CPC Tech Exchange call that we're going to be doing this year. Today's subject is going to be a relatively brief walkthrough of the SSPC call flow process. It's a fairly complex process, as you might imagine, given all of the entry points that a customer might come into SSPC from. And I thought it would be a pretty good idea to give people an idea of how all this works so that if you find yourself in a problem with an SSPC in an environment, this knowledge will give you insight on the best path to take so that you can get your problem resolved a little bit faster and not have to go through all of the triage that that we've built into this system. We'll have another call next week on December 11th at this time. And the subject for that call is basically anything that you've got with an SSPC or TPC problem that might be impacting closing fourth quarter business. So we're not really going to be doing a presentation at that time, but we want to make sure we can get to all of your questions and concerns that might be holding up some fourth quarter business at that call. Now, you don't want to hold any questions like that. Until then, you can always ask them here in this call or contact any of our panelists outside of the calls to get your answers as quickly as possible. But that next call is pretty much reserved for trying to get your issues taken care of for fourth quarter business. Now, the presentation today is a little bit different than what you're used to. We're using a Visio format, which opens up in a web browser and has a tabbed presentation scheme. So each different page is essentially on a different tab. Now, for business partners, we found out something rather interesting with Partner World when we tried to post this late last week. We found out that Partner World doesn't really like Visio files. So we've had to update the Partner World site with a Microsoft Word version of the of this same presentation, where each page is a page within the Word document. That may or may not be there already. So if you're a partner and you're not finding the presentation materials, you can send a quick note to Danita Morrison, dkmorris@us.ibm.com, and she will send you the Word document as quickly as possible. Now, the presentation, there's actually more here than what we'll actually go through today. My plan is to go through essentially the first four pages, which is an overview of the call flow process, and then the U.S. hardware and U.S. software call flows. We have additional pages for the Latin America process, both hardware and software. There's a separate Canadian process. That's the CA-HW and SW. There's some AP processes that are a little bit different. And then EMEA has yet another process for getting these things together. But the U.S. is essentially where everything kind of comes together. Most of the other geos just have slightly different triage and kind of an aiming mechanism to get into the appropriate portion of the U.S. Process. So we'll forego those in these calls, and if you're in those particular geos, you'll want to take a look at those a little bit more closely so you can understand how they might impact problem resolution in your geo. Also, I want to mention we've got Dominic Pruitt and John Hollis as our panelists today. Both are from the ATS organization. John, as you probably are aware, deals with TPC out of Gaithersburg. And Dominic is the go-to guy for any SSPC-related problems. So I'm sure you'll be hearing Dominic's name quite a bit more in the future here as SSPC starts to roll out. With that, we'll go ahead and get started with the presentation. So if you take a look at page one, the U.S. escalation path overview, this is kind of a very generic flow through the organizations involved with problem resolution for SSPC and the stuff that SSPC can be attached to. There's a couple of different entry points. Up at the top, there's the typical IBM customer calls. And then there's some entry points from SSP software problems, from the hardware path, and hardware problems from the software path. And those will get to be a little bit more important as we go through this. But we'll follow the customer stuff first. You follow the blue path. The first thing we have to determine is whether or not we think it is initially a hardware problem or a software problem, and what the customer is telling us about the environment. So the first thing they come in and they say, hey, I've got a problem with my software application. From there, we'll trust them and go over to software entitlements to make sure that they've paid for that process or that software and that they're eligible for service. They have a current software maintenance agreement. They call up and say, you know, my type numbered box is broke. We'll do that same path through hardware. Now, this is pretty important right off the bat because if a customer has an SSPC, then they're entitled on either path that they take. If a customer just has TPC Basic Edition or TPC Standard Edition, they should be entitled through the software path. They may not be entitled through the hardware path if they're running their software on a non-IBM server, for example. So already we have a fairly critical element here about knowing which way you're going to be able to get through entitlement quickest for the particular problem. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Okay, once we've gone through entitlement, and we'll follow the software path, the first thing we go to is an SSPC triage organization. And what these guys try to do, it's an L1 team, is try to figure out how or whether or not it's a software problem that the customer is experiencing or if there is a hardware issue with the SSPC box itself. If it is a hardware issue, then we wind up going through the hardware path. If it's software, we drop down into the green boxes and try to sort out which software element is actually the problem. It could be TPC Basic Edition. It could be something wrong with the SVC software itself. Or we could be having a problem with the DS8000 GUI, which would be a DS8000 software problem. If it's hardware, we'll wind up going through the SSPC triage organization again, only this time with a hardware entry point. And if it stays a hardware problem, then we drop down into a System X problem determination organization. So we jump out of the storage realm or the Tivoli realm and go over into System X servers because that's essentially what the SSPC is. And they will go through and sort out any particular problems with the hardware itself or if there might be an issue with the way Windows is behaving on the machine, for example. Okay, so jumping back over to the software side, if level one cannot resolve the customer's problem, then things will get moved to the level two organization associated with the particular software element that we started with. So, for example, if we thought off the bat that we had a TPC Basic Edition problem and we were troubleshooting it that way from a level one organization and we can't resolve the problem, then TPC Basic Edition level two will get involved initially at the next level. Same is true for SVC or the DS8000 software. So we'll just pass right on through. There is a way, you know, if we determine that, you know, it's really not that particular software element that's causing the problem, then we can start handing things around to the various organizations at a level 2 level. If we can't get things resolved at level 2, then we move on to level 3. You'll also notice that there's a couple of tan flags here where we can get software problems coming from the geographies dropping down into the level 2 layers, both at the software and the hardware cases. That's where we wind up directing problems that come from the Latin American, the Canadian, AP, and European geographies. If they can't resolve the problems at a level 1 level within the geo. Also, one thing to keep in mind here is that the colors here are green is indicates a software organization, yellow indicates a hardware. Okay, now we'll look at this in a little bit more detail on the next page, the U.S. hardware path. The top section is pretty much what we've seen before. Customer calls in. We determine that we have a hardware problem. We determine that it's an entitled piece of hardware. And we move on down into the SSPC triage. that triage team will work to determine if it really is a System X underlying hardware issue, or if there's something specific with the SSPC itself, which could be, you know, the preloaded software or something like that. So there is some specific issues with SSPC. If it turns out to be directly hardware, then it does go to the System X Resolution Center. If the problem gets resolved, then we just go ahead and close the problem at that level. If it doesn't, then we proceed down deeper into the hardware resolution process. This would be like a level 2 organization. We'll look at the SSPC PFE team directly. They'll determine if it's, a little bit finer degree, what kinds of problems there might be from a hardware perspective, and either route them to the System X group, or they will handle them directly. Or we could at this point determine that it's really not a problem with the hardware, that it is software, and then we'll jump back over to the appropriate software organization. So there's a couple of different exit points that we can take through here. So, you know, the key message to keep in mind here is that if you, there's a lot of decision points that we can make through this process on whether it's hardware or software. If the customer is aware that they are having problems with, accessing a particular resource using TPC Basic Edition, or they're trying to do something with an SVC from an SSPC and they're not able to get to where they want to go. If they really think it's a software problem, they can avoid a lot of delay by calling the problem in as a software problem at first and not going through all of this hardware triage. That doesn't mean we won't ultimately wind up over here, but that can help get the problem resolved a little bit quicker. Conversely, if they know the SSPC just flat won't boot or there's smoke coming out of the back, go ahead and start that one as a hardware call, and you won't go through all that software decision-making. Okay, moving on to the next page, software, page 1 of the software call flow. Starting in with the customer call and the software entitlement process, you want to make sure that customers are using the right entitlement metrics to get in through here. They should be talking about a TPC Basic Edition license at this point. They should be entitled because of the order process that they passed, they went through to get their SSPC, or this could actually be a TPC license as well if they've upgraded their basic edition on SSPC to a TPC component or TPC standard edition. Assuming the entitlement is successful, we go into the SSPC triage organization, but this time we're going to be talking to some software people. If through their communications with the customers determine it's hardware, they'll leap back over to the hardware side. If it's software, they'll go into a deeper triage analysis, and that's what this blue box here in the center means around these three boxes, four boxes. We've got some tape console stuff in here that's an SSPC future. But we've got people from the DS8000 L1 team, the SVC L1 team, and the TPC L1 team all working together to try and figure out what the particular problem is that the customer's having, and that we get that problem routed to the right people as quickly as possible. If we choose a path and we find out later that we've made an error, then that gets rolled back into the triage process. Only now we know we've got a leg that we don't need to go through, and we'll focus on a different area. If we do get it right first time, then the problem gets resolved and everything gets closed off. If we don't get it right, then we get into a similar triage organization at the level two layer. So we'll have, again, a team of DS8000, SVC, and TPC folks all working at the level two layer to try and sort out the best course of action given the particular problem. And then on the final page, this is the transition essentially from the level two organization into level three, which in each case is directly into the product development organizations. So as you can see, it's a fairly complex process, and again, the more information that you can collect at the outset of the problem determination process, the better off we'll be at trying to get the problem sourced and the right people working on it. This is a brand new process for the organizations involved. I mean, we've got representatives from Software Group and STG and all these different hardware and software platforms all working together. And we do have the particulars worked out in the PMR handling issues so that we can get things transferred to the appropriate queues. But I do anticipate that there's going to be some growing pains here. So again, you can help the support teams out and yourself out by trying to be as thorough as possible and patient with the process, because we're going to be learning through this for the first quarter at least, until we get some of these paths and problem determination procedures worked out. So, with that, I think we'll go ahead and open up things to questions. You can, go ahead and ask questions about today's subject matter. If you've got any other SSPC questions, they're fair game. Dominic and John are more than capable of answering the questions. And if you have any general TPC questions, we're happy to entertain those as well.
And to the audience, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, everyone, it is star 1 if you have a question today. We'll pause for just a moment. At this time, no one has signaled, but once again, everyone, please press star 1 if you have a question.
Hey, I don't know if any of our panelists have any questions about what we've gone through today.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, Mike. Thank you very much. On the first page, in my Visio, it's the page is labeled US-HW.
Okay.
Near the lower middle left-hand side, there's a decision box that says System X or SSPC hardware problem, and there's a branch for System X and a branch for SSPC. I was wondering, what would an example be? I understand what the System X hardware problem could be, but what would an SSPC hardware problem be that's not a System X hardware problem?
That would be a problem typically related with the preloaded disk driver, preloaded software.
Okay.
Because those parts are specific SSPC part numbers. But if there's like a motherboard problem or a an IP, Ethernet port problem or something like that, that would get routed off to the System X guys.
Good, thank you.
Okay, any questions from the audience yet?
And we do have a question from Spencer Burgess. Spencer, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Spencer Burgess, and I'm not quite sure, if this is going to be the right format, but it involves an existing call that's going on right now.
Okay.
I'll explain my role. I'm actually a services business partner, and we do a lot of just professional services in support of other partners, and I do a lot of TPC. We're doing a new implementation right now of a standalone TPC standard edition. I actually have an open call right now concerning using the integrated DS8000 SIM agent that runs on the DS8000 HMC.
Okay.
And right now the call is in its very early stages. We just placed it last week, but I was able to successfully discover the SIMOM agent, and then when I attempt to do the first SIMOM discovery and the first probe of that, it locks up the DS8000 HMC hard. I mean, the mouse quits responding. And my question is, I've got a call into hardware right now on the DS8000, but where's that going to go when I start to, figure out why this is locking up and troubleshooting its integration with TPC?
Well, some of it's going to depend on the information that you give back and some of the questions that they ask, because, I think when they start off as a DS problem, you're going to be talking to HMC folks, and they're going to have a kind of a mindset as to what could be causing this problem, and they're going to head down that path. I think what they will definitely need to know is, the configuration involving TPC, and the what you're using to authenticate with the SIMOM, if there's any particular protocols that you're using, outside of just the SIMOM interface that might be getting in the way, like if there's other if you have GUI activities or CLI activities going on to HMC, that's something that they would need to know as well.
Okay.
But I think we will need to make sure that the folks understand that it is a TPC DS8000 interaction, and they can get the appropriate folks internally involved with resolving that issue.
Yeah, that's my next step as well. I mean, I'm probably going to actively work the PMR tomorrow morning, but right now that's just the DS8000 hardware guys going, well, what'd you do to it to cause it to lock up? And, the problem's immediate. As soon as you probe it, the mouse quits responding. So
yeah.
We'll see how far I go. I do agree that that's probably making sure that they know it's a TPC-related problem is going to be.
And, that they do have that the SIMOM is involved, and that, if there's any configuration steps or things like that that needed to be done to get it going,
Overall, this is the first time I've used the internal HMC integrated SIM agent. Is there overall a good kind of a market acceptance of that, and a lot of people using it?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty popular because obviously you don't need to have a separate proxy server
exactly
to run everything. So I think it's being utilized where it's available. But I don't know, John or Dominic, have you heard of any particular issues with the internal? SIM agent.
I have not heard. This is John. I have not heard of any issues. Not yet. Not until a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's just all real new stuff. It's like maybe a two-month-old DS8100 implementation that's not in production yet. And it's a TPC 331 actually, implementation that just was done last week. And we have a little bit of time to resolve it, but we want to make sure we get any of the DS8000 code changes that might need to be done to support it done before in the next month or so. So
it's just it's a 2.4?
It is a 2.4, and it's one rev higher than the minimum required.
If I remember correctly, there's special actions you're supposed to take to turn on the SIMOM on the HMC.
Yeah, you have to go into a service focal point and a couple other things, and I don't believe that a firewall change is necessary at this level anymore. So, but I'll continue to work the PMR and see where we end up.
Okay. That sounds good.
A final reminder to our audience, it's star one if you have a question. And Mr. Grisey, there are no further questions.
Well, pretty quiet group today. Well, I guess if there's anything more we can do for you, we'll go ahead and give you back a half hour or so of your day. And again, appreciate your dialing in. And as I mentioned before, we will be having a call next week to go through just any of your general how to close business in fourth quarter questions for TPC or SSPC. And with that, we'll go ahead and end the call.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for your participation, and have a great day.